There's a bug in my water.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drink it anyway.
Waiter, there's a bug in my water.
There's a fly in my soup.
Do you think there are any... How do they eat on the train?
You know, that was one of the things I thought about this season, because I feel like at some point they did eat or something, and I was like, do they have to eat regularly, like humans, or, you know?
It's a very good question. So... That made me think. No, it really made me think about. It made me think about how. Well, you know how we had a ton of questions at the end of the last one, and
yeah,
we got a whole bunch of answers this time, and now we've got a bunch more questions again.
But did we get answers? Like, what got answered? Like, because I feel like. My questions at the end of last time were more about the like world itself that mm-hmm. we're existing in, and like more like how quote unquote the train operates, and I don't think any of that got answered this season. I think it was just more, I don't know, delving into the characters of the train.
Yeah. This one was kind of an interesting one, because it's not like the other two where we kind of found out... Well, while we were adventuring through their story, we found out more about the train in and of, like, itself and how it helps the passengers along. With mm-hmm. this... I feel like with this season, it was... I wouldn't say an isolated story, but it does kind of feel like that in and of itself, like it was a little side story type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it happened, and it makes sense, and it was necessary to progress the storyline, but yeah. At the same time, it feels like one of those things that, you know, there's going to be a lot of... It feels like this season will probably maybe be one that, if you didn't watch this one, it wouldn't affect the rest of the story too much, but we'll see how, like, it progresses.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The other thing that I like that they're doing, I think I talked about this last time, was they're building on characters that we see a little bit of in the season before.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll take a character or, you know, whatever concept that we saw for, like, an episode, and then they'll fully flesh that out in the season. So, I don't know, that's just, like, a really good way, to me, of, like, building your world, because you're not just, like, completely creating something new that we've never seen before, you're taking bits from things we've already seen, which, I think we talked about this when,
We were texting, yeah.
Yeah, but, which leads me to think that possibly the next season could be about
Amelia,
the cat, or Amelia.
I think it's going to be about Amelia.
I really, really want a season on the cat, like, please, because here's what I'll say. We have not yet seen a full story of something that was born on the train, right? Like, something that is native to the train. I mean, Mirror Tulip, yes, but also Mirror Tulip was born out of
Tulip. Because she was Tulip's there. Reflection.
Right. So she didn't really know anything about what was going on. But the cat fucking knows everything, apparently.
I know. It's very, like...
So...
The cat is a very interesting character, and this is the second time the cat's... Well, I wouldn't say second. This is, like, one of many times that the cat's popped up. But we've gotten, I think this is the first time since, like, maybe the first season that we've gotten mm-hmm. as much with the cat as we, like, initially yeah. did, where it feels like we're going to learn more about this character, like, more about the character.
Can we talk about how the cat was fucking the bear?
I completely just ignored that. I was just, like, laughing at the fact that she was just like, oh, I rented the ski chalet and imported snow.
Okay, but then there was that bear, and I was like, hello?
I know, he's, like, the only other person there. It's like, we're just gonna skirt right around that.
Well, because there was, like, a scene where one of them passed through the kitchen, and the bear is, like, cooking, and he's got a robe on, and the robe's open, and, like, as a little joke aside, he, like, closes the robe when the person runs through it. And I was like, hello? Like, it's just like, I was like, is that cat fucking that bear?
I mean, yes. Because
it was very suggestive.
I suppose. I guess that's what was going on up in there. So, that was very interesting.
I had four notes for this season, and that was one of them.
I knew it. I knew that had to have been one of the ones.
Oh, boy. So let's, should we talk about what this season was fully about, I guess?
Yeah, so, I mean, the most interesting thing about Infinity Train as a series, as it, at its core, it continues to do what it's supposed to do, which is get mm-hmm. people off the train.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is the first, I mean, this
Sorry,
is the first.
I want to talk about Simon so bad.
Yes, I do too, because I, yeah, okay. So, no, because I was thinking
ahead.
About that, I'm like, this is the only season where we haven't had any sort of, like, resolution at the end, because, like, the first two,
yeah,
it's like, that's it, that's the end of their story. But this one, the story is going to continue. I don't think we're going to follow Grace again,
right.
or
right.
any random kids in the Apex, I don't think. I think they're gonna, like, evolve on their own and maybe have, like, an episode or whatever in the
yeah.
next season. But
yeah. I do hope we see them again, because when the season concluded, I was like, oh, I really, like, what happens? Like, I want to know what happens to all these people. I will be mad if we follow a kid from the Apex, though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's going to be too, I don't know, not too similar. I'm sure they'll do a good job of it, mm-hmm. but, like,
it would be
know,
a little too
to
similar.
A train person.
Yeah, it would be a little too similar to this season. But
right.
what I think it'll probably end up being, I mean, because those kids were really just following what Grace and Simon were doing, because they were, like, the big kids. So they were just leading them along. So they'll literally, I don't think they'll do anything with, like, a character from, like, one of the kids from the Apex, because it wouldn't be that much of a story to tell, because they were just following what they were told.
I guess. But now they are not. Right?
Yeah, I mean, but they're doing something else now, so, I mean, it would just be, like, following a kid who wants to get off the train, I guess, but that's pretty much every season, so I'm like,
exactly.
what would
exactly.
make that in and of itself different from any of the other seasons that we've seen? And I feel like what they're doing is they're trying to pick some aspects of the story that we haven't seen yet to explore, and that's what I find fresh for each season.
Right.
But, which is why I think the next season will probably follow Amelia. Because, I mean,
okay.
she has to do all this stuff with fixing the train. God knows where the fuck she shot off to when her and what's-her-name were on that cart. Because
yeah.
it literally just, like, went up and shot off down the rest of the train. And it's like, well, who knows
like
where they're going. Exactly. So
little
she's going to be
turtle girl.
What's her name? Hazel?
Yeah, Turtle Girl.
Turtle Girl. Yeah.
But yes, it was Hazel.
So I think it'll follow Amelia and Hazel, because, like, we've seen both of them, and there is still more to explore through that. Especially since she's, like, the old conductor, and she needs to get off the train still.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. She is still a human that needs to get off the train.
Yeah. And with her number being so high, I guess she needs to make very significant strides to better herself to get off the train. because she's done so much wrong.
Yeah. But, I enjoyed her this season a lot. I really liked her.
Yeah, I liked how weirdly matter-of-factly she was about stuff. Also, I forgot she was still on the train. I had thought she got...
Me too.
When they brought her back, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about you. I thought you got off this train. Not got off, well, I thought they threw her off.
If you think about, but you can't, right?
Yeah, you technically can't really throw them off the train. But that's the thing, is I'm just like, if you throw someone off the train, do they get thrown off the train? Or do... Because we know if they're off the train, they get chased by those cricket things.
Yeah, the dog things.
Yeah, those very terrifying things. So you get chased by those things, and that'll lead you to try and get back on the train. But in and of itself, if you get caught by those and, like... killed or whatever, what goes on, like, what happens there? Because I already have a theory about that at the end as well, once we talk about Simon. But
as we have established this season, you can die on the train. Like, you can die.
Yeah, like Simon
apparently
They were wheeling things, as they called it,
right? That's true. Which, but like, Mirror Tulip did that last season with that one, mirror cop guy.
Yeah, well, that also
he was a villain. Like, multiple people this season died that I was just, like, shocked.
I know. This show is taking quite the turn.
Truly, the end of this season, I felt like my mouth was hanging. I was like, did that just happen? I think my fourth and final note is, what just happened?
My marbles. My marbles. I can agree.
That was wild.
Oh, but I think for the next season, it'll definitely be about Amelia and Hazel, because Amelia has to do all these random things, and we'll get to explore how the train works, probably, because you know how we've been like, how does this train exactly work? I think through Amelia, we're gonna learn more aspects on what makes this train tick, and like, because she was talking about building cars, so we're probably gonna find out how cars are made and stuff like that.
I'm really hopeful that that's it, because that's like truly all I care about at this point. I'm like, I don't want another story about another person now.
Yeah. But I also think we're going to find out more about the cat.
Yeah.
Or well, because
they're mortal enemies or whatever.
Yeah. So I think, the cat will definitely come back. So a good thing would probably be to pair them all together, and then they'll all have to go on an adventure. Because Hazel will probably keep them from killing each other.
Yeah.
Or attempting to kill each other. So that would be good tension for the next season. And progression for both characters.
You know what that is? Growth.
So.
Yes.
Do we want to talk about your namesake? Miss Grace.
Yeah, absolutely. I liked her a lot. I figured I would. By the end, I was like, okay, obviously we're going to go on a journey with her. So I figured, like, that I would like her. But I liked her story a lot, too. I was also wondering how old she and Simon were supposed to be.
I know. I literally thought they were, like, in their 20s or something. Or at least, maybe, like, 19 or something. They seemed rather old.
I definitely thought they were, like, already in their 20s. So I was like, okay, so you can age on the train if you're there for long enough. And, but also there are older people that we've, oh, I don't want to get into.
Is it going to make your brain hurt?
I don't want to get into it. Just, like, so confused, because the whole apex was children. So I was like, I don't know, I guess it's mostly children on the train, but we have seen older, right? Haven't we seen, like, older people?
Well, yeah, that was, like,
once or twice.
Well, last season there was that pod that Mira Tulip hijacked with that older man inside of it.
Yeah.
So we have seen, like, older people on the train, I feel.
Still never figure out what happened to that guy.
Do we need to know? Do we need to know?
Well, he got woken up halfway through his little
orientation. He probably figured it out. Either that or he's dead. So who cares?
Yeah. Or he's dead. We're gonna meet him next season. He's gonna join them.
He's an outlaw. Honestly, I feel like there has to be like a band of people who are like, who somehow, that'll probably be like the fifth season or something. It's like a band of outlaws who figured out how to live off the train.
Right. Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. We should be sending our ideas in.
I know.
We should be sending our specs.
I mean, girl, we have so many ideas on this podcast and we never write any of them down. This is like
we don't.
This is like, this podcast is literally just, like, a full, long voice memo of just thoughts for us.
Literally.
And then we never go back and re-listen to them and try and figure out, oh, yeah, maybe I should do that.
We should just rename it to Things We'll Never Do.
Things I'll Never Do. Well, wasn't that part of the initial concept of this series, I feel?
Was it?
I mean, I want to say in a nutshell, but that's not the right word, the phrase.
Maybe.
Oh, the creator of this show. For some reason, I always thought the creator of this show was, like, a woman, but it's actually just some dude.
A woman?
I don't know. I just got very soft energy from it, so I thought maybe.
Well, we have really very much focused on female characters, so.
Yeah, it's this.
If you think about it,
it's this guy named Owen Dennis.
Well, thanks, Owen.
Yeah.
Great.
That is what he looks like. Here, let me put my. Like, no one can see this, but I'm holding up my phone for Grace. Like you do on a YouTube channel.
And putting your skin tone next to it. He looks gay, maybe.
He wrote on, Adventure Show. Adventure Show. Regular Show.
Regular Show.
Adventure Show.
Good for him. Well, I was thinking this time, I think we said that the theme song was, like, Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, you know what? It's actually Regular Show.
Right.
It's almost the same exact, like, song, music.
It's kind of like a generic sci-fi-y sound because I'm, like, thinking about it and I'm, like, the theme song of, like, Rick and Morty sounds kind of like it.
Oh, yeah, I blocked that show out of my mind. So, yeah. Anyway, back to my...
Grace.
What did you call her?
Namesake, yeah.
Named after me. Thanks, Owen. Yeah, I liked her a lot. The only thing I thought was funny was her, like, origin story of, like, how she ended up on the train. Just because, like, her little story about dance class and stuff. I was like, girl, just get some other fucking friends. Like,
I know, I thought the same thing. Because her story was really just, like, so, like, my parents never paid any attention to me or cared to really get to know me at all or really be there for me, just, like, be there financially. But, and then the people that she tried to make friends with, they were just, I didn't even really get why they didn't want to be friends with her. Like, did they just not know her or were they just shutting her out?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, at first I was like, oh, they're just little racists. But there was another little black girl that she, like, dissed.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay.
So I feel like it's really more of a, well, okay, I'm gonna circle back to that, but
sure.
What I found, I thought that was interesting because in my mind I was just like, girl, I feel like that's just how dancers are. Like, from what I've heard about dancers, they're just very much like
that. They're the
worst. Yeah, they're very snooty or very to themselves. So they don't want to befriend anyone, really. But, yeah. No, what I was going to say, I want to loop back to that. What was funny, what I found really funny, and I don't know if this was just a thing, maybe because I, too, am black, so I picked up on it. But I was just like, there was one other black girl. I thought it was funny that her first thought was, you know what? I'm going to pick on the other black girl and fuck her up with these white girls in this friend group. Like, I'm going to destroy this friend group, but I'm going to pick on the black girl specifically. I was like, that's really weird. And also, you know, maybe you should figure out what that is, girl. That's some internalized stuff as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That has to do with racial relations.
She needs to read some Angela Davis. And calm down.
She needs to delve deep into the diaspora.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was like the only thing but it did kind of showcase her sort of like need for control, which was like a big like theme, I think, in her character story. Because then I was like, oh yeah, it kind of tracks that like her sort of personality, like somebody who would be like doing that to a group of girls who rejected her, like, would then go on to lead sort of a cult.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, that kind of tracks. I mean, she, like, wasn't a bad person or anything. It's just, like, she had that personality of, like, I don't know, needing control.
Which I guess stemmed from the fact that her parents controlled so much of her life, yeah. Which is what led her to do stuff like the acting out with the shoplifting and stuff like that. But at the same time, I don't know, I feel like she has like multiple issues and they like overlaid them kind of with her delving into that, which is fine. I'm totally okay with that, where it's being like, oh no, I have a lot of issues I need to work on. It's not just the one thing. But it seems like the whole being in control and knowing everything was kind of a huge aspect of like what they were trying to get to the root of in this particular season, because that seemed to be the core of like them trying to circle to what her issue was. Because I mean, like, in a regular show where you follow the same characters from season to season, you have time to dissect multiple issues they may have. But because this show, you can only really kind of focus on whatever the character's major flaw is.
Yeah,
that I feel like
true.
That's why they did it the way that they did.
That's true. Well, and it also was like a big theme with like Simon as well, like her, you know, their relationship and his whatever the fuck his problem was.
Literally, I was like, "What is your damage?"
Did we never went into his backstory? Right, we just saw like a flashback of them meeting.
Yeah, we just kind of saw what happened with him and the cat and how they ended up together.
Because there was like a moment early in the season when they were still friends, when they were like making fun of each other, and they were saying she mentioned something about like, oh, your mom made you do this or something like that, that like implied that they had known each other before. And I almost thought before we got her backstory that they had known each other and come on the train together. And I was like, oh, that would have been interesting.
Oh yeah, I kind of got that impression as well, now that you're saying that. I remember,
yeah, but it's just that they had spent so much time together.
Yeah, so instead they just had the conversation.
Right. Yeah. My third note is Simon is a child. Because truly the whole time he was just acting like a big baby. I was like, you need to grow up. Like,
yeah. I mean, that's kind of I kind of feel like that's sort of what they were trying to do with this season, because this season is kind of... It's interesting because the Apex is almost like a placeholder for, like, the island of Lost Boys? Is that what it was from Peter Pan? Like, Neverland. It's kind of like...
Yeah.
The Apex is kind of like a placeholder almost for, like, the Lost Boys, where it's these group of kids who are doing whatever they want. They get to just be crazy kids and...
Right. Smash shit.
Yeah. Which I, honestly, in the very first couple episodes when that happened, I was, like, literally... Well, again, when you were talking about the end where your mouth was open, my mouth was open at the beginning where I was just like, how dare you do this to this train? You don't even live on this train. I was, like, no, so
upset.
I agree.
I, like, found that appalling.
I know. I was so upset about the property damage, and I was just like, I'm getting old.
Well, yeah, that was the thing, though, too, like, because we saw it last season, I think we talked about it last episode, that, like, I was just like, why do they hate the, like, stuff on the train so much? Like, I just don't understand. And then, like, again this season, I was just like, why? Like, but it's talking to you. Like, why? I don't understand.
Exactly. Like, it's like a sentient thing, and it's just like, I'm gonna kill it. And I'm like, it would be one thing if it was just, like, a bug or something, but it's, like, a fully sentient being that is speaking to you in English, no less.
Right.
Not even, like, right. In a foreign language.
Yeah. Like, it was, I don't know. I found that disturbing, but I guess, like, I don't know. They a little bit explained it with, like, how Simon and the cat were friends, and then she abandoned him, and then so he was like, everything sucks. I don't know.
So everything sucks. That was pretty funny. No, I agree with you. Circling back to what you were saying about Simon being a child, that, like, the whole Neverland thing is, like, them, you know, like, how the whole appeal of Neverland is, like, oh, you never have to grow up, and it's like, right. Well, technically you don't have to grow up. Your body physically grows up, but you and your mind can stay a child.
Right.
So
exactly.
You can never grow up. And that's kind of like what that was, where he was pretty much an adult almost. And that's why I kind of find the foil between him and Grace so interesting, is because, like, while Grace is, they're about the same age, if not the same age, mm-hmm. Grace is, mm-hmm. much more of an adult than he is, even in her, like, mentality and stuff, because she knows that she has to, like, take care of all these kids. I mean, like, I guess Simon also realizes he has to do that, but he doesn't really, like, think of it as that. He's just kind of like, I do whatever, and then these kids just follow whatever the fuck I do.
Yeah, exactly. And also in the scene where, like, they first meet Hazel, mm-hmm. And he's just like, yeah, let's kill that giant gorilla thing. And she's like, no. We have to, like, play this. You know, like, even in that scene where, you know, she just was altogether, like, smarter and more mature than him. Mm. Even when they were being evil. So I was just like, I don't know. When he started acting up, I was just like, girl.
Yeah. They didn't explain why he was so, like, crazy about, like, you lied to me, blah, blah, blah. I think he just...
Well, they were kind of implying that he liked her. You know, there was that scene,
What, in the beginning that? When they were dancing?
Yeah, like, the ballroom scene. The ballroom car. Which was, I have to say, I really liked the cars this season. There were some really fun cars I really enjoyed.
Oh yeah, this season did have a lot of really fun cars. I mean, last season was whatever with the cars. I liked them too, but I mean, I kind of like all the cars every season. I mean, the first season they were just whatever, but
well, the first season was like, we were just getting to know it, I think. Mm. So it was like exciting in that way.
Yeah.
And then the second season, I The only one I really liked was the map car. That was the concept that I really enjoyed.
I'm trying to think of, like, any of the ones I really liked in the first season. I'm like, I can't think of any other than, like, the tree.
I think that was the second season.
Oh, sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
Where it was, like, all the families fighting.
Yeah. Isn't that what we were talking about? I thought we were talking about the second season, because that's where the map car is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, the second season, not that I didn't like it, it's just, like, not a lot of them stood out to me.
Mm.
But this season, I really enjoyed every concept of the cars that we were in.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think I sidetracked myself there.
No, I was just thinking, like, when you said that, I was thinking about one that I didn't care for, and I think that was the clock one with, like, the colors. Like, that one was whatever.
Oh, I actually really liked that one.
Oh, really? Well, I liked the way that it, like, worked into, I liked the through line of the story of the car. I didn't care all that much about the car itself. Like, when, like, everything was explained about the car, that was fine. But, yeah. I mean, in and of itself, I just feel like I was just like, oh, whatever.
I like a good puzzle, I guess. I like a good reveal, I think is what it is. Like, when they revealed, like, when it was like, oh, Tuba is colorblind, and that's why she can see the red and green, like, differently, and I was like, oh, cool. So, anyway, I just thought some really good concepts.
Yeah, but that's a
good car concept.
But that's a great episode to, like, talk about, because when I watched that episode, I remember I was just like, oh, Tuba's great, blah, 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 this will be an instance where Simon will probably not be as big of an asshole. He still didn't like Tuba. He was just an asshole full out at this point.
Yeah.
That's how I think at that point I knew he was irredeemable. I was just like, oh, he's the villain.
Yeah, same. And also was like, I think the reason I was so shocked at the end is because, well, first of all, this show has been very, like, it is a kids, I'm putting quotes, show. So they do have this through line of, like, bettering yourself and, like, even, like, certain things can become better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that, I think, it was just shocking to me that he didn't. and also because they were setting it up that way. So, mm-hmm. like, they were setting it up to, like, be like, oh, no, he's growing this relationship with Tuba. He's understanding that. Just because it's, like, a train thing doesn't mean that it doesn't have feelings or has value, blah, blah, blah. But no, he was still a dick.
Yeah, so I think they were, if anything, they were actually showing a really good point where it's like, yeah, and someone can be explained all those points and they can still just not care. Like, they just won't care.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, like, I liked how they made him become the villain. I mm-hmm. just was so irritated the whole time because he really was just acting up. He was just acting a child.
He was. He just couldn't, like, he couldn't take no for an, like,
yeah.
First he's just all like, oh, Grace, you're our leader. What should we do? And then she's just like, all right, this is what we're doing. He's just like, oh, I don't like that answer. And then all of a sudden he just starts to question her and be all like, well, blah, blah, blah. Why aren't we doing this? I want to kill the fucking monkey. Why can't we kill the gorilla?
Right,
and she's just
right,
like,
right.
Chill. There is a child here who is very attached to this gorilla. Hello. Like, do you not realize that this is a literal child? Like, there was one instance where she, like, yelled at him. She's just like, she is a child. What is your problem? And he was just like, I don't care.
He didn't. He just didn't care. And I don't know. I didn't. I didn't care for it.
I mean, I was, I think the worst part, well, not worst, I think the, I can't even say most shocked, because, like, once we got to that point, I, like, when he killed Tuba, that was the most shocked I was, and I was like,
yeah.
I don't think I can be shocked by anything else at this point.
I, so, I have to say, like, I was the most shocked when he died, like, because I really thought, I was like, okay, this is, like, a kid's show, like, they're not gonna, like, they're gonna have a redeemable moment for him, right? No. He died.
I know. That was, this was literally the season of, like, M. Night Shyamalan level twists.
Literally. There was so many twists. Although, I have to say, I called Hazel's. Not that, her actual, like, what she was. That mm-hmm. she was, like, a creation of Amelia. Like, but I was like, oh, no, she's definitely gonna be a train thing. Like, there's no way she's a real kid whose number just doesn't work.
Oh, see, I thought she was, and I thought it was, like, one of those things where it was a weird thing about the train where it's, like, if you don't have anywhere to go back to, you, like, your number will stop, like, working or something like that, because both of her parents were dead. So, I just assumed...
Oh, interesting.
What I assumed was, like, when Tuba died, she... like, truly had nothing left, and she became so sad that she was becoming part of the train. That's what I thought it was. And then it's like, nope, you're getting too metaphorical. Apparently.
No, I think that would have been good, too. It was just the part where she, like, said something about how she couldn't remember her life.
Mm.
And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense if she... is, well, no, that just, like, she's a child, and if she, like, they've aged, and they can remember their lives fine, so that's why I was like, oh, no, she has to be born of the train, like, she can't just be.
I thought she was, like, weirdly, what I thought was that she was born on the train. That's what I thought it was, like, she was the product of two people who were already on the train, and then they died.
Oh, Scream! Okay, interesting. That would be very cool, too.
Yeah. Well, again, more ideas for Sir Owen so here. I know, it's like, girl, I've got some ideas for you! Starts beating the table.
Owen, have we got some thoughts for you? Owen, I want to talk to you about the cat and the bear.
I just need to discuss know.
That really quickly. Yeah, I think, like, truly, I mean, like, when Tuba died, I was shocked, but I was just kind of like, oh, wow, like, this is getting dark. Like, yeah. I wasn't, like, when he died, first of all, he died very violently. Yeah. He, like, pretty much exploded into the dust.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know. I
was like, holy shit.
Exactly.
Like, I really, and even then I was like, oh no, that can't be, like, he's gonna come back, like, something's gonna, they're gonna do some weird train magic, and he'll come back, and he's gonna be nice again. Mm-mm, no, he was dead. Grace is the leader. Like, that was it. I was like, okay.
Exactly. I was like, oh, okay.
Guess we all learned our lesson.
So, at the end, when Simon died, and I thought, okay, what was really crazy about that was, like, the way it looked, because his skin literally melted off of his body.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, his skin melted off of his bones, and his bones melted into dust. It was insane. I thought that was
the... literally horrifying.
It was so cool, though. I loved that. All right, so what I love about... Okay, but... that's shit I've always loved from, like, my childhood. It's like, there was scary stuff where it was just like, oh, spooky, scary. And I'm like, at least there's something that's actually scary in this. I mean,
it's true.
Because you remember Over the Garden Wall, they at least had, like, the thing that was in the woods. It's like, I don't know what it is, but it's in there.
The beast.
Yeah, we all know what it looks like, but it's coming for you.
That is true. I mean, and I think they've probably garnered a little bit of an older audience at this point, because it does feel like they're getting more mature with each season, even though the season, even though it's not like they're, you know, they're not like years and years apart, the seasons, I think they just have kind of like, they're just making it a little bit more mature each time.
Yeah. Which, I mean,
which is cool.
Which helps that the fact it's on, like, HBO Max.
Yeah, that's true.
But they have
got that audience.
I mean, they have all of those offshoot Cartoon Network things on there. I think it's, like, kind of stuff that Cartoon Network, I won't say don't know what to do with, but it's kind of like they're in, like, a weird demographic where they're just, like, they, because, I mean, I feel like Infinity Train skews a bit older, and like with the other show, was it the Summer Camp Island, that one feels like it skews like way lower, like younger.
Way younger. I know, I watched it, I watched a little bit of it, and I was like, this is maybe even too much for me, like
exactly. I know, I couldn't watch any more of it because I was like, this is made for actual children, like baby children.
Yeah, it was cute. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I love the animation, and it's very like, parts of it are like funny and stuff, but I was just like, yeah, this is a little maybe too much.
Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, they need something for those little kids to watch. I mean, they can't watch Noggin all day.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, wait, does Infinity Train not actually air on Cartoon Network?
So, it originally did when I thought it was just, like, an offshoot miniseries, like, Over the Garden Wall. But then
yeah,
when they came back,
season.
When they came back with Book 2, Book 2 was aired on TV. Now, 3, I think, is when it became an exclusive, well, between seasons 2 and 3 is when I believe it became an exclusive HBO Max acquisition, so I think it's
interesting
solely on there now.
Interesting. Okay.
Much like some of the other shows that they've dropped on there.
Right. That does, I guess that makes sense then why this season was
as mature.
Decidedly more mature.
Which is fine.
I mean, yeah, totally. And we were, like, our main characters were older as well, so.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing about the animation audience is, like, it runs the gamut of, like, old to, like, young to old. It really is enjoyed by all ages. So that's what I find very interesting is they think that there isn't a, like, market for any type of animation of any sort. It's, like, be it mature or, like, otherwise. I'm like, there's actually a market for it. Because, I mean, I know you haven't watched Castlevania, but Castlevania is, like, very mature. And, like, even in the last season, there is, like, a full sex montage. And I, myself, I was at, like, a full-on gasp. I was like, I've never seen... I was like, never in my life have I seen something of the sort.
Chad's clutching his pearls.
I really was.
Well, that's good to know. If I ever do watch it, I've been warned.
I think they're in season 3 now. That's what it was. So, I believe it was season 3 where that happens. And it was very, it wasn't like sudden or anything, but I was definitely like, oh, they're not going to show that. They're just going to like quickly montage. Nope. Not at all.
That's me with like most sex scenes though. Like in a lot of things I'm like, oh okay, well, we're just gonna skip to the next morning. No, oh here we go, all right.
Which is funny because sometimes they do that, and if it's gays, they most of the time will, they'll be like, oh, and look, they're kissing, and it's the next morning.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need to know. You don't need to know how that works.
Google it, kids. I don't know. I don't think we need graphic sex scenes in anything, pretty much. So
I mean, I don't disagree with you. Maybe I'm
like, go on Pornhub if you want to see that.
Maybe I'm Prudence McPrude.
I will say I usually skip sex scenes. And even sometimes, like, if it's two straight characters that I don't care about, I will skip their kissing scenes.
Oh, that's even when they're, like... That's the time I used to do other things, like check the internet.
True. Like, I just tune out. No, I don't even, like... If it's, like, if they're annoying enough of a couple, I will skip scenes, like, with them together. Like, because I can't even have them in the background. I'll just be like, skip, 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 skip.
That's hilarious. Oh, I almost forgot. All right, so I almost forgot to tell you what my theory is of what I think happened at the end. Okay, so.
Yes, so go ahead.
All right, so when Simon came back and he was the evil villain, he was all like, ha, 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 I'm going to take over.
I'm going to take over. How did he get his number up that quickly?
He was just being an asshole.
I guess, but it really was like all over his face, and I was like, how did he get that high?
I guess so, like, quickly? In between the car where he left Grace and getting back to the Apex, he fucked a lot of shit up. So
I guess he like killed a million more gorillas.
He literally blew up two whole cars on the way back. Which
he
I wouldn't
stabbed a child on the way.
It seems like he was going to. He probably just like went straight through a car and just immediately just started like terrorizing a village. It's like in those old Disney movies or just old movies in general where they're just like, oh, our hero walks through a town and like they're just like repairing after they've been terrorized by a local villain. He's their local villain because he's still on the train, so he just comes around periodically. And they're just like, oh no!
I'm gonna put local villain on my business cards.
That is a great... Just, I feel like that one is a great one. Just like, Grace, local villain.
Local villain. Nothing else. None of my contact info. Just... Nor my last name.
Where do you just have to find you? Well, at that point, I feel like it would be easy because you were the local villain. So
right, exactly.
You're
just
easily
follow the. If you see the crows circling, I'm probably there. Probably hanging out right there.
Oh, you said local villain, not local witch.
Villain, witch. What's the difference?
Synonymous.
I can be a witch and a villain. I can be strong and go to prom.
I was literally about to say that. Why can't I be strong and go to prom?
I said that the other day to my mom, and she was like, what the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean, mom? I'm talking about the iconic Teen Wolf that everyone pretends was, like, super great. And I'm like, guys, look, it was good for a minute, and then it just took a hard left. The hardest
left. It was bad, and then it was good, and then it was terrible.
Basically.
But anyway, back to your theory.
Oh, yes. So, after he took over the Apex and was just like, I'm going to kill Grace now, for whatever reason, he was like, you have betrayed me, so now you must die?
Now you must die.
Literally the most dramatic person ever. It's like, she's worse than a null. She's a void, so now... we have to wheel her. And I'm like, so you're going to gather... First off, I was like, you're going to gather together a bunch of children to murder someone else.
Yes.
And I'm like, not like the other things on the train that have... I don't know how they usually die, if they die bloody or if they just explode into dust. But she would have definitely died very bloodily and screaming. Uh-huh. So I'm like... You really wanted to traumatize a whole group of children.
Yep.
Those kids would have had nightmares forever. A couple of them probably would have been driven to suicide. This would have taken a horrible turn for the show. But...
I'm choking.
After they fought and then she beat him and then he was gonna kill her and then he got attacked by one of those cockroach thingies.
Right.
To which, thank God, that thing was all like, I'm a kill. It seemed to be very persistent that day. Usually they, like, kind of scurry off or whatever, but that one seemed very persistent.
I almost thought that thing was sent by, like, Amelia or something. Like, I thought it was coming from somewhere else because I was like, they never really, like, acted like that.
Yeah, so I feel like what it is they're... I feel like they're attracted to the numbers in and of themselves, but they're, like, if your number is higher, they're more attracted to you, because they see, it seemed to be, like, way more intent on getting Simon and Grace, who had the higher numbers, but it definitely seemed to be going more towards Simon.
Right.
Who had the highest number.
Yeah, maybe.
But I also freeze-framed while I was watching, and while the thing was sucking out Simon's soul and killing him, thank God, he deserved it.
Yeah.
But,
it's what she deserved.
Exactly. Literally, Kim Kardashian gift. So, when it was sucking out Simon's soul, like, if you pause and look at the animation, the crick, whatever the hell the little creature thing is, it was, it's completely black if you look at it, but while it was, like, before it, like, exploded into whatever, dust or whatever, it was changing color, and it looked like it was become, like, you know, like, in Pleasantville when they go from black and white to Technicolor, it was almost kind of like that, because it was, like, going upwards, and it was, like, a yellow, orange, or red or something type of scheme. So it leads me to believe that's where some of these creatures on the train are born. Because you remember Tuba was talking about how she used to have children and whatnot?
Yeah, that was also, that was something I was going to bring up as well.
Yeah, so I believe, like, when she mentioned that, I was just like, that's a very, like, weird note. But I'm like, nothing that we learn on this train is, like, you know, random information. It's already, it's always very intentional, especially because it's, like, 11 minutes. If it were, like, half an hour, some of that information would be throwaway. But when she mentioned that, that led me to believe that she was originally human, and then something happened to her, and that's why what happened with Grace, or not Grace, with Hazel, that's what I thought happened to Tuba. It's like she, when she lost her kids, she had nothing else and then became part of the train. But what I think is she got, something happened, like, of course, something happened to the kids. But she got captured or got caught by one of those things that sucked out her essence or whatever and then transformed into one of the things that was on the train. So I think Simon's going to be reborn and then have to, because of what, I mean, he didn't want to get off the train, so now he's not going to get off the train. But him being reborn, I think he's going to be reborn into something that has to be on the train and also help guide other people to get off the train. And that's going to kind of be his penitence.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know, because you know, like, with this train, everything is, like, for a reason. But again, I'm hoping, like, with the next season, it will be about Amelia, and we'll figure out why the fuck the train, like, so many other things about the train. I want to know about the train itself. I don't care about knowing anything about nobody else. I want to know about the train.
I know. Well, another interesting thing, too, was when they were at the cat's sex cabin.
sex chalet.
Simon had wandered off, and he goes into this room where there's, like, a bunch of her, you know, she, like, collects stuff, because she's me, and he goes into the room, and there's one of those creatures is, like, standing on the table, but it looks like it's just a model or something, or, like,
petrified or something.
Yeah, and I was like, that was another weird thing that I was like, wait, is the cat making these? Like, I don't know, like...
I know, that was a little weird. But, we know that they're not made by the train itself. They're made in that weird outland place.
Yeah.
Like, they come out of the ground.
Right.
So, exactly. That's what I was saying. I feel like they'll do a season about, like, outlaws who, like, live out there. Like, because then we'll have to figure out how to live amongst those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure at some point we will see something like that. Because it sounds like a natural progression of, like, you think something isn't going to be possible and that it is.
Yeah.
And that seems to be what this show is kind of doing.
Anything's possible. Yeah. There can be a train that just shows up and takes you away.
That was another note that I had was, does the train look different for everyone? Because when it showed up for Grace when she was a child, it was like this beautiful, like, Cinderella looking, like, stagecoach kind of thing. It was like gold and yellow, gold and white, rather.
I imagine that it just presents what image you would want to see. So, like, it's trying to be alluring to whoever the person is to get them on the train.
Yeah, exactly. Which is interesting, because I'm like, okay, the train wants you to be on it, but then it wants you to get off?
It wants you to get on so that you can learn and grow.
You can work through your issues.
Yeah, it's just like, you seem like you may be having a hard time. Come with me for a minute. Let me tell you how your life is way better than you think it is. Do you almost want to die on a train?
Do you want to actually die if you're Simon?
Well, I guess your life wasn't so bad after all. Now go home.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely get behind that theory that they become like things on the train then, and that's how you get those things.
I mean,
because like
that's what I've extrapolated. I've become my mom at this point, where I'm like going over everything with like a magnifying glass. It's like, I know everything. I know how. Oh my god, that used to piss me off when we were watching How to Get Away with Murder. She would be like, oh, I know exactly how the season's gonna end, and she would predict it perfectly, and I'm like, I'm so upset.
That's so funny. My mom is very similar though, like not in the long term kind of thing, but she'll be like, we'll be watching a movie and she'll be like, oh, he's gonna look over now, and the guy looks over and she's like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, great, can we just watch it? Can we just watch him do it instead of you saying it? So funny.
Moms on CBS. Yeah,
I really want next season to focus on one of the train people, like the cat, or like something that's, even if it's not about the cat or Amelia or something, hopefully they're in it, but like something that's been on the train for a while that like knows what's up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like
I agree.
a different sort of story.
Yeah, which is why it really would it really would fit for it to follow someone like the cat. Maybe they'll split it and then do, but I don't know. Who knows what they'll do? But they have a lot of avenues that they can pursue. Because I imagine if they follow Samantha the cat.
Well, that's the other thing is like that her name is Samantha, so you know that just feeds into your theory of the fact that she might be formally a human.
Yeah, which is funny about the whole thing of, like, Tuba. Tuba is probably not even, like, her real name. She just started going by Tuba because that's what Hazel would call her.
Maybe. No, but then her kids were named, like, clarinet and oboe or something like that.
Is that what she said?
It wasn't that, but the kids' names were also musical instruments.
What if they were all, that was actually their real names? They were just like a literal family just named after musical instruments.
I swear to God, they were named like oboe or something.
Oh, that's funny. That would be a funny name for a kid. He would have to be a middle child, because you know he would be neglected.
Aw, poor oboe.
I mean, yeah, who else is going to say, oh, yeah, this is my oldest son, Oboe. This is my favorite.
This is my pride and joy, Oboe.
The Oboe. Said no one ever. Well, they're probably... there is someone, and they're probably going to send us a very stern email, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. They're listening to this right now.
I would like an itemized list. But I think that's it. I don't really have anything else with, I don't have any more theories. That was my major theory that I've extrapolated mm-hmm. from the season.
You know. No, I can get behind that. I really am just, like, so fucking floored that they went there with this character. That he went so irredeemable that they actually murdered him.
Yeah. But literally what I wanted...
It was great. I mean, it was great. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. Loved yeah. every minute of it.
I wanted was, I was like, there has to be some type of consequence for all of this shit that they're doing.
Yeah.
And at least there is
yeah. one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I agree. Because I feel like he paid for all of the sins that they collectively had been committing the whole time.
And
the train was just like, enough.
You specifically. And it's okay if they took him. That's fine.
Oh, maybe that, you know, maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's why the cockroach thing was really going after him, was because the train was like, listen, stop fucking killing my shit.
Well, that's the thing, is there is a sentience of this train, but we don't know to what magnitude.
To what end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's, like, a large organism that's like, oh, all these things just kind of, like, work on its own, or if it's, like, a whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a, what's that thing that God's supposed to be? Omnipresent. It's like an omnipresent thing. There we go.
I was like, benevolent?
Well, that too. Because it doesn't seem right, malicious. Like,
yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, omnipresent. Yep. There we go.
Words.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if it's supposed to be, like, that type of thing, but that wouldn't even be even funny. The thing is I feel like with this show, it's not a... Everything, it makes sense in a very analytical way. It's not it's not as whimsical as we think it is. It's very, like, the most whimsical thing about it are the, like, creatures on the train itself. But when you break it down, everything is very much like, oh, it's very, kind of like how Amelia looks at the train. It's, like, very scientific. Mm-hmm. It's like, it does this because of this. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it works. Yeah, it's like a
cause and effect.
It's basically like a... Yeah, it's like a computer system, essentially.
Yeah. Which, okay,
I don't know.
Which would be an interesting way to look at the next season, especially since initially we started out with Tulip, who was a computer programmer? Game coder?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, remember when I said, when I started, like, we were talking about the first season? Because I had thought when we were first introduced to the idea of the train, that it was Tulip's game that she was being sucked into.
Oh, yeah. I do remember
that. So I think, I don't know, maybe we're, like, kind of keeping with that. Like, it's always had a sort of very computerized, like, computer system, game system sort of vibe to it.
If that's, like, the finale, I would be so upset. Like, it was all a computer simulation. I'd be like, well, I'm gonna go.
No, I don't think it's a simulation. I just think that there are very, like, I don't know, it's got, I can't think of the right word, but it's got those vibes to it, you know? Like, it's somehow running as a system.
Mm. Yeah, so, I can believe that.
The train is God, but... It's also a computer.
What if God was a computer?
It's a computer. Isn't that the end of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Well, isn't that Futurama?
Yeah, that's true. That was also Futurama.
God's a supercomputer? Beep, boop, boop.
I mean, listen. Yep.
Well,
sure, I, like, why not? Like, why not?
I mean, you're not wrong. So, I mean, that brings us
prove
to the...
Prove me wrong.
I mean, that brings us to the end of this episode and the end of our season
finale.
Yes, we finally did it. We got here.
We're done forever. Goodbye, guys.
Well, at least we're done for this season. Well, I don't know.
Bye forever. I assume we're gonna take a little breaky break because
I mean, there's kind of nothing. There's kind of nothing on right now. I mean, I am moving, but there's nothing on TV right now, I feel.
Yeah. There's things. I mean, yeah. We can talk about things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching reality shows, and there's a couple of things coming out, and you know Netflix is always dropping stuff, because they never tell anyone when they're doing things, so they just have, like, a vault of things that they can drop, whatever.
It's true. No, I'm sure there's a million things that we could talk about, but, I was just assuming we were gonna take a little break because of, real life things.
Yeah. I mean, we can also, we can also go get around to that Supernatural episode. I'm in season 3 right now, and I'm like, I would really like to talk about season 3 specifically, because it is a very interesting season.
I just really don't ever want to watch that show again. Like, I have negative desire. Although, I will say, I'm watching Lucifer right now. I don't know if you've seen that.
Of course I have. I'm watching the most recent season.
I assumed that you had, but I'm watching it because of reasons, but... and I also just ran out of other things to watch, but it's giving me like Supernatural vibes. Like, if Supernatural were like bad, like we were worse, and like mostly about the devil. If he was really, if everybody was just super horny all the time,
yeah.
Well, but yeah, like a lot of concepts in it are reminding me of Supernatural.
Yeah, also, like, the first couple of seasons are... I think it's, like, the first 3 seasons are... Because this one's, like, the 5th, I think? It's either the 5th or, like, the 6th. I can't remember. But the first couple of ones are on Fox, so it's, like, straight up a buddy cop procedural.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not great, but...
I mean, it gets better. I agree. Like, because when I first started watching it, I was just like, I don't know. But it gets better. Especially when they start doing more of the actual, like, story that's supposed to be within the show.
Yeah. I figured it was just kind of, like, I'm only on, like, episode 6, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because I keep not watching.
Again, very fair. But once you start getting into, like, the procedural aspect of it, you're really just... I found myself just watching each episode and just being like, alright, so which one's the killer?
Well, I basically just, like, hard zone out during the, like, actual case part. And then if there's any, like, plot stuff, I tune back in.
Do you know what's always...
I like the women on the show so far, so...
Oh, yeah. They have a really great female cast. But,
yeah.
No, I was going to say, do you know what's really funny is in procedurals, I've always found it very easy to spot the killer because I'm like, the killer is always whoever is the most famous person that you recognize that isn't part of the main cast.
It's true. It's very true.
You're like...
Especially on, like a major network show.
Exactly. You're like, I've seen that person in a couple of other random things. They're probably the killer. The likeliness of them being a random bit player, very slim.
Exactly. That's true. Well, happy season finale.
Yeah. You guys enjoyed our 3rd season. We'll be coming back in a while after we take a break. And I don't know.
Which is different from all the other random breaks we've taken.
I know, exactly.
This is the purposeful break.
Yes, exactly. But we'll be back with more things and stuff.
Woo!
unfortunately, we won't ever be able to recover that missing first episode of this season, but just know that it was very funny and we laughed a lot.
The missing first episode?
Yeah, you remember we did Stranger Things?
Oh, right! Rip.
Yeah.
Even I forgot.
Yeah, we did a whole episode where we talked about that. Oh, speaking of which, did you know that apparently there's... I think they said they renewed it for like 2 more seasons or some BS like that.
Yeah. I'm like, why? What? Why? 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 Do we have to watch Finn Wolfhard go through puberty? I don't want to watch that.
Exactly.
I don't want to watch that.
A lot of them are looking really weird right now because, you know, puberty is weird.
Really weird. Even like... What's her, like, Natalia Dyer? I'm like, she's starting to look real funky as an adult. Anyway.
Well.
Nothing against anyone on that cast, just.
Maybe we'll loop back and just do that episode for the first episode of the next season.
No.
See, you always say that, but then things happen.
We'll have to do it based on my memory because I'm not fucking rewatching that.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. As always.
It might be more fun that way.
Well, it is for me. As always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.